And my cousins with their kids and their children.
I showed you the first picture.
And
yeah.
It was nice. I took one big picture, you know.
Can't believe that.
And,
Dick was nice. So fast.
Goes by too quick.
Perhaps.
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
How are you?
No, I used to work at Parisi's on 63rd when I was a kid, but I can't think of Parisi's.
In relation to that?
You know what? We never thought so until their grandfather and my grandfather were both born in a little town called Nicosia, which is like something that's a little bit gathering. You know, but yeah, no, those are Parisi's.
That meeting over there, they have to.
Years ago, Roseland was a restaurant. What?
No, it was some bad dough in the garden for me. Like it.
Where it used to be, he moved to, though, there was an Angelo Parisi.
Oh, the town.
It's less.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's less uncommon, but I hear it more and more. I was at Payless Hospital today with my wife, and I'm sitting there talking next to this elderly lady from Roseland, and she remembered Parisi's restaurant, 115th, and I've heard of it, but I've never been there. Yeah, back in the day. She's been out here now 30 years. Yeah.
Where's Mr. Nolan?
He's waiting for you in the
park. Ladies and gentlemen.
He told me today.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
1 minute.
What was that?
What if you're
3 minutes?
Yeah, that's what Mike
said.
Well,
we didn't have to, but he said he was coming, so see.
So I was sitting in the waiting room today. This lady sitting next to me. Got a long time. Nice elderly lady. She lives on around 151st where the big pond is. And
okay.
She was telling me that she's got a big problem with erosion over there. Have you heard of that at all?
They're working on it.
What are they gonna?
Are you talking about the new subdivision backing up to the the cemetery?
Not sure.
151st and West. The Parkside Square.
No, she's more. She's east of there. I'm thinking she's.
You talk about the old homemakers, the big retention pond.
Yeah.
The big one there. That's the deep one, right by the mall, or by Carson's.
Yeah, by Carson's over there.
The Carson's furniture.
Yeah. She says there's a lot of erosion going on there.
Okay.
You know, you got a lot of geese, and they eat up all that grass. And then
but so the erosion is, if she's trying to tell me that her land is, she's losing to it, or I don't know, part of her yard or something? I don't know.
Yeah, we can have Loy look at it.
Yeah, I'll make a note of it.
Would you?
Have them, yeah.
That'd
if
be
they're
great.
Not already, if Public Works or us aren't already out there, we'll send someone to take a look. So.
Her name is Dolores.
And that's the mall, the main
mall. Well, if that's the one you're talking about, I don't know.
Her name is Dolores, I think it's Petto. PTTO. Real sweet lady. Just loves
does she have a
of
condo?
January.
Are
you
Nick?
Talking to Dolores too?
Yeah. You know her?
No. Who's responsible for Creeks?
See, me and Dave, we went to different schools.
Creeks.
We're both grandparents.
It depends on what the question is.
Sort of, but yeah. I guess what's the
okay,
issue?
Okay, it's close enough, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, welcome everybody to the August 14th meeting of the Orland Park Plan Commission. I move that we open the meeting.
Second.
Okay.
No need for the pledge.
Unanimous. We can all stand for the pledge.
Oh, yeah.
Second.
Get
over there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible.
Yes. So I don't have to talk about cell phones because it's just us and we all have them muted, so not necessary to say that. Okay. Okay, well, first item is an approval of the minutes of the July 24th meeting.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Schuessler, second by Commissioner Aubin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you. Next item, I'm going to move to continue file number 2018-0395, Nolan Consolidation, to the September 11th, 2018 Plan Commission meeting.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Aubin. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Our next item is item number 2018-0539, Land Development Code Amendments 2.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
So the case before you tonight is typically we do these updates to Land Development Code in two large updates throughout the year, one at the beginning, one towards the end of the year. At this point, there have been some text amendments that are needed to the code that couldn't wait for that to happen, and they weren't included in the previous round. So as such, we'll be presenting some updates to the definitions in addition to the code that will mimic what's already existing in the village code. And then Melissa will add an amendment for the fences. So the sections that are being amended are section 2-102, the definitions, section 6-311 for wireless communication facilities and satellite dishes, and again, section 6-310 for fences. Again, this slide highlights where they're at in the process, and it will go for committee and review as well as approval by the village board. So the first amendment is amending the definition of medical office. Currently, a medical office is limited to facilities that see people on an outpatient basis only. What we're doing is taking that only out of the definition. So what that means is that basically, medical offices will still be generally restricted to outpatient care, but if they do have a service where they offer inpatient care, it would have to be an ancillary to the primary use as a medical office for the outpatient services. So it's not really changing what you will see out there today. It's actually correcting. A good example is a medical facility that has a doctor that potentially offers sleep studies. It may not be his primary service, but if he offers that, then that would technically be classified as inpatient care. So for all the medical facilities that we have in the village, this was brought to our attention and we wanted to make sure that we were inclusive. But if a new use comes in, it will still be up to the discretion of the Development Services Department on whether or not it's considered their primary use versus their secondary use. We still don't intend to have inpatient care as a primary use. And we'll still be vetting those as they come in. But this just makes some of those existing businesses compliant, and it makes it easier for new businesses to come in with a medical office. This is a clarification amendment that was brought to our attention from our legal counsel. Basically, our definition of plan development currently includes just about every possible development that you could apply for in the village of Orland Park. I believe when the definition was first added, it may have just been a typographical error, not exactly sure how it got that way, but nonetheless, we have to correct it. So the section basically defines a plan development currently as a site for two or more principal buildings or one or more principal use or one principal building for two or more principal uses. If you think about that, that encompasses any type of development that you would apply to us for. So basically what we're changing is that that first section that says a site for two or more principal buildings for one or more principal uses, or one principal building for two or more principal uses. Now you can even see that they mimic one another in the sentence, and it's more than likely what it was intended to be from the beginning. So we're making that correction as well.
Who thinks those things up?
Who thinks those things? We read this book every day, and we find little things in there. We had been petitioned for a development, and determining if it's a planned development, they need a special use permit. So that's an approval they have to go for. So we have to determine based on that definition whether something is a planned development. And as we were all reading it, we realized that everything's a planned development. So we sent that to Kleinthorpe and Jenkins, and they advised us that it should be corrected. That's how it goes.
Just wonder if you're sitting up late at night.
If I can't sleep, I leave. Anyways.
Thank you.
So the next amendment to the land development code is for the small cell wireless facilities. Basically, they're smaller antennas that wireless communication companies are now going to be putting more frequently throughout municipalities. So you'll see this across the nation, I guess. Really what it is for the state of Illinois is it allows them to place these facilities on public utility poles in the rights of way. But it also allows local municipalities to set up regulations to govern them in certain ways. It can't outright restrict them, but it gives some, basically to the administration, the permitting, the design, and the location generally. Those items have already been put into our village code. So the amendment that's being placed in the land development code is under our wireless communication facility section. And it basically references that village code section. So it would be allowed in all public rights of way, and it'll be allowed as a permitted use in our commercial and industrial districts. But for the regulations in regards to the permitting and the design, are always governed by that village code section that was already passed. So it references the definition of a small wireless facility that's placed in the village code, and it also references that if there should there be a conflict between the land development code section and the village code will always govern.
Any restriction on how close these can be?
How close they could be to
each other? How close you can put them?
I don't have that off the top of my head, but
I just wondered if you knew.
Yeah, I can. We can check for you.
Not that big a deal.
Right. I think that it would. They would probably want to space it out to best have their coverage. So if they're not extending it by any means, then there wouldn't be any incentive for them to put it right next to one another. But we can send that out to the commission.
How big are these new small? What's the definition of small cell?
Small cell. I don't have the exact dimensions.
I mean,
we all know
what the arrays look like on the antennas because we see them all over. But how would these new things compare to what we see on antennas right now?
They're significantly smaller than what you would see on an antenna, but it would still be noticeable
on a light pole.
So you'll be able to. They have these actually. They've installed some of them along the metro line, so you may have already seen it and not realized that that's what it was. It's not as obstructive or not as visibly noticeable as the arrays that you're describing, but you'll still be able to tell one a light pole that does have one versus one that doesn't.
Is the village considering leasing light poles for these things?
In this instance, they're allowed to place them on the rights of way, so it wouldn't.
No, but the light poles are owned by the village, so they can put them in the right of way. But we own the light pole; they'd have to. Lease the light pole from the village, wouldn't they? Just like they would have to lease
water tower.
The pole position from Edison, even though it's in the right-of-way?
In this instance, they would be issued a right-of-way permit. As far as the village leasing and charging for that, I'm not aware.
In other words, can they put their own pole up and put it in the right-of-way?
If they have permission, can they put their own pole in,
yeah,
in our right-of-way? Or in any right-of-way?
Yeah, in any right-of-way.
They would still need permission from the whoever owns the right-of-way to do so, but yeah, they essentially could.
I realize John Q. Public isn't here tonight.
Sure.
But if we could, just as a point of order, I'll wait for you to finish each section on the land development code, the wireless, and then you move on to the, and I will poll our commissioners after each section if they have any questions or comments. So
okay.
Let you go through, you're on the wireless now.
Right.
We'll let you go through those sections. And I will poll everybody and.
Okay. That actually concludes the.
Wireless. Yeah.
Apologize.
Well, having said that, having said
thanks
that.
Thanks for bringing it up.
No. I make a motion that Mr. Schuster gets some more material.
Yeah.
It's way too short.
Yeah, it's too short. Having said that, does anybody else have any comments or questions on that?
No.
Any other board members?
No, I don't.
Nor do I.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Robin. Well, why don't
we have one more.
Oh, we have one more.
I thought
we have one more.
Done.
No, he's not done.
Taking lot.
This is our favorite.
I know. I know. Yeah, it's time is dragging on.
Okay.
I believe we're all somewhat familiar with this, so.
Yes.
This is regarding the fences not being allowed on vacant lots that may be adjacent to common ownership parcels with an existing principal structure. So currently our code defines fences as accessory structures, and they're not allowed on a lot that has not been improved. Based on feedback from the Plan Commission and then also review by staff, it's our recommendation to allow fences on these unimproved lots under certain conditions, basically. The code section's in there, but we developed some criteria that basically we want to make sure that controls a few things, such as making sure that the fence doesn't go in front of the building line and it has to speak to the principal structure's front building line, that we don't have a physical barrier between the two lots, that the fence seems like it's one fence around the entire property. And that is also in there so that we don't get just vacant lots covered in fences. So we want to make it look like it's part of the property. And then there's some code language about how that would expire if there was ownership change and the timing of that. And I believe that might be it. So if you guys have any comments on that, we can talk about it.
Do we have any comments on that? It looks like we're addressing the Nolan situation here.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good resolution for him.
It seems good. We did find, staff did some research, so we based our code, our basic code, and then we kind of added some things that Ken Fricker felt like we should add to our code to make it more tight. But we got it from a few communities. There's not very many that have this already in existence, but there are a few that we did find, so.
Right, thank you. Any of my fellow commissioners have any comments?
Chairman, may I ask a question?
Zamparelli?
Most subdivisions allow, they have their own bylaws, so they only allow certain fences. My only concern is there's not going to be in some area, somebody's going to put up some 6-foot cedar fence. That might look like a junkyard. That was the only thing I thought of.
So staff did not restrict the type of fence. I mean, they still have to comply with whatever would be allowed in the fence code for that district. And then obviously if there are HOA requirements, those override. The village doesn't get involved in that. So if there is something that's already in place in your community that overrides what technically the village can give you a permit, but then you have to deal with your HOA. If you get a permit for that fence and doesn't go by your HOA, your HOA is going to tell you to take it down.
That makes sense. Yeah. A lot of subdivisions have covenants specifically restricting fence type. In my subdivision, it's you're not allowed. Mm-hmm. Right. Put up a cedar fence, for instance.
But if you take like Fairway or you take Fernway, mm-hmm. those are areas, and that's my fear, our only fear. I think we're doing the right thing, mm-hmm. but they put up a cedar. You take a vacant lot in Fernway, there isn't any. But if a house, if the case came up, somebody puts a nice cedar fence, it would really look like a Sanford and Son, you know, kind mm-hmm. of a.
That's a good point.
You know,
Commissioner Murphy, you have anything?
No comments.
No? Commissioner Schuessler, have anything?
He answered all my questions. Thanks.
Commissioner Shalaby?
Just so my understanding, Melissa, is that the fence cannot be around the lot solely. It has to be around the home and the lot combined. Perfect.
Yeah, Thank you. Makes sense. Commissioner?
It makes sense to me.
Commissioner Aubin?
All set. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I have nothing more to add. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Aubin.
I move to accept as findings of fact this Plan Commission, the findings of fact set forth in the staff report dated August 14, 2018. And I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees to approve the Land Development Code Amendments for Section 2-102, Section 6-311, and Section 6-310 as presented in the attached amendment report titled 2018 Land Development Code Amendments 2, Amendment Reports to the Planning Commission prepared by the Development Services Department and dated August 14, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Robin, seconded by Commissioner Murphy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you. At this point, do any of our commissioners have any new business?
No.
Nope.
No. In which case, any questions on any of these future petitions that are coming up? Not that we're going to discuss them, but you have it for your information. And other than that, I would make a motion that we adjourn at 7:15 p.m.
Second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Easy peasy.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, did you see this? I'm at Lilo tonight.
Oh, took me longer to get here.
Every once in a while, you have one of those. Good night, guys.